Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. You know I am. You know how much I love you. You know how much I admire you. You know how much I appreciate you, small business owners, especially, not to minimize anybody else, but especially our heroes out there in ground zero of Main Street. Retailers, God bless you, everyone. There is no harder job. There is no harder job in the world than to keeping up with the whims of the consumer. And B2B customers are customers. They're not consumers, because most of them aren't really. They're not consuming our product. They're using it a different way. But in many cases, a customer. A consumer is a real retail person, and they're tough. By the way, it's just you and me. We're having a little difficulty getting Bob Niggin on the show, but we're gonna keep trying for him. But in the meantime, I want to come back to what I said earlier, and I guess I want to let me start it this way. I mean, remember what was the book? I'm trying to remember the title of the book, but it began this way. It was the best of times, it was the worst of times. Was that Tale of Two Cities? I think that's how that began, Tale of Two Cities. It was the best of times, it was the worst of times. I think you could look out across the retail landscape these days, and that would apply. It was the best of times, it was the worst of times. So depending on which way you're looking, it could be the worst of times, because you got the economy's not going all that great. The consumers are somewhat confident. They're out of debt. They're in better credit shape than they've been in a long time. That's good news. But the economy isn't just exactly rocking and rolling in a lot of places. And then you got these encroachers, right? You got these disruptors. You got like Amazon, for example. My God, look what Amazon's doing. If you're a grocery company right now, you know, Kroger's and Publix and folks like that. What's that? Your world is about to be disrupted, probably. If Amazon pulls off their acquisition of Whole Foods. Now, remember this, folks. The dial-up company. What was the name of it? Anyway, AOL. AOL bought. Remember when AOL bought CNN? That was a thermonuclear meltdown. That was a total disaster. There have been other disasters like this, my friends. There have been other disasters like what I just said, AOL and CNN. This thing with Amazon and with Whole Foods, even if that goes through, that could wind up being a disaster. I've known a lot of smart entrepreneurs, who got rich being smart entrepreneurs, got their coupons and was clipping them and decided to go do something else, and they believed that because they were smart in one area, enough to make them, you know, millions of dollars or billions of dollars, because they were smart in one area, they could go and do something else and do that because, it, obviously, I'm so smart, right? And it didn't work. So let's not fold up our tents and ride off into the sunset just because Amazon thinks he's going to buy, because Bezos thinks he's going to buy Whole Foods. It might work, but I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to give it no more than 40% chance of working. There are a lot of things against that deal. So anyway, but still, that's a scary thing going on right now. That's the worst of times kind of things. But even without Whole Foods, the e-tailers, Google and these other guys, they're getting into the business too. They're putting a lot of pressure on Main Street retail, enough to hurt Sears and Macy's, right? We've talked about this before. I've talked to you about the barbell effect, where the retail sector is turning into a barbell. On one end of on the bell on one end, that's where the e-tailers are. On the bell on the other end, that's where the giant traditional retailers were, and you. But now they've vacated. They've been pushed out of your space. The big guys are leaving your markets by the droves, right? They're closing up their stores. That's leaving a vacuum for you to fill. The big guys, the big traditional retailers, they're going to the bar. They're riding into the bar of irrelevance. They're being pushed into that. There's no room there for you. You can't go there. You'll go out of business unless you learn how to occupy the other end of the bell, which is the high-touch, high-tech bell. The bar bell. Remember, that's what we're talking about here. One end, we got Google and Amazon, etc. On the other end, it's you now, and some of the big guys, but not many. Not as many as there were. Hundreds, maybe thousands within a year or two of those buildings are going to be empty that once held Macy's and Sears, etc., etc. Where are those customers? Those customers went in those buildings for some reason. They didn't buy it online for some reason. It's because we're analog humans and we're always going to want high touch. And in the 21st century, we want it on the same plate with our high tech. We want you to serve us a plate of high tech and high touch at the same time. And the good news is, my friends, you have the ability to do that. As a small business today, not 20 years ago, but today, you have the ability to do that. So it's the best of times, and it's the worst of times. It's the worst of times because the big guys, the big e-guys, the big e-tailers, they're getting scarier and scarier. They got a lot of money, and they're going to try to encroach on you. But my friends, they can't do what you do. They can't love up a customer like you can. They will never be able to do that. And I'm telling you, as a small business, you don't have to conquer the world. Jeff Bezos has to conquer the world or he loses. You only have to have a few, maybe 100 customers, maybe 200, maybe 20, maybe 50. I don't know. Depends on your business. You don't have to conquer the world. You're not trying to run him out of business. You're just trying to maintain your business. And now there's more opportunity because there's a vacuum that the big e-tailers have left. All you got to do is fill that. But you got to fill it. You got to do it without fear. And you got to do it with high tech and high touch. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.